All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Turn your radio up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.
KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM. We are the Cool Kids Morning Show, and I'm your host this morning, Zion, the great I am. And I'm joined by my super sexy co-host, Harmony Love. What's good, Harmony Love?
Nothing much. What's up, Z?
Pop Life listeners, yeah, we've been on a little short hiatus, but we have not been gone. We've been working on a lot of big projects, got a lot of stuff in the works coming out. TV, radio, we everywhere, baby. But just to get to the point, right now we're about to discuss what's going on in pop culture news. So what's on the docket this morning, Harmony Love?
Man, in pop culture news, you know, speaking of, just in honor of TV1's true crime series this summer, and of course we will be highlighting the cast of Deadly Dispatch in a few, we are talking about celebrities who have gotten into some real trouble. I'm talking about some real trouble, okay?
Who we talking about, Weinstein?
No, you know what? We're going to say that for a little bit later, but we're going to get into his behind too. So listen, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, she basically killed somebody in 2015. She rear-ended a car, and that car went into oncoming traffic, and the driver was killed.
And what was the outcome?
I think she got a reality show from it.
For real?
I'm just playing.
Wow.
She not in jail, I tell you that.
What kind of privilege is that?
Something that I need to get a little bit of. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's that crossover privilege.
So then you know what? Venus Williams, she had a car accident in 2017, and this 78-year-old man died from the accident 2 weeks later.
Wow.
I mean, she's still playing tennis.
Exactly. Okay. That's that money, that tennis money.
I guess so. And then, of course, you know, this is my sweetheart, Miss Brandi Norwood. We all know she had a fatal car accident in 2006. And, you know, she rear-ended someone and that person died. So, you know, she dealt with that for a long time. I think she had a long hiatus from that.
Yeah, and was that the slim Brandi or the thick Brandi?
No, that was the slim Brandi. That was the vegan Brandi.
Oh, yeah, not the Brandi that was on Empire with all that body.
Uh-huh, exactly, yeah. She look like a grown woman now.
Thick.
But you know what? Speaking of crimes and speaking of Weinstein, you know, I haven't heard a lot from the Me Too movement lately, have you?
Nah, it's so many people in the Me Too movement got off, man. Like, where Russell Simmons at?
You know what? Let me tell you about Russell Simmons. First of all, I just want to say something about the Me Too movement. What I don't want to happen is that it seems like the Me Too movement may be a fad because all these people have been accused, but I want to see some people go to jail. Now, in regards to Russell Simmons, he's not even in the United States. It seems like he's running.
Oh, and you know what? Speaking of Me Too in the news right now, I don't know if y'all been watching, but you know, they going in on them Victoria's Secret girls. They coming together and trying to tell on everybody that's been touching them. But it's expected, though. I mean, it's Victoria's Secret. But anyway.
It's not expected. Listeners, please act like he didn't say that, okay? But anyway, back to Russell Simmons. He over in Bali just chilling. He hadn't been to the United States basically since he's been accused of rape. It's not just sexual assault. He was accused of rape.
Wow.
And he also been selling off his properties too in the United States.
So what's supposed to happen with Def Jam?
I don't know what's supposed to happen with Def Jam. They're probably going to try to disassociate themselves as much as possible. Or maybe he's going to try to sell it. I don't know.
Well, he was just at that Def Jam 25th anniversary hosted by Dave Chappelle and all the other comedians. Shot him out, so.
I know, smiling in the front row. But anyway, so. And Weinstein, man. People are trying to sue him left and right. But he's been settling.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Weinstein, it's supposed to actually be like a little documentary of Surviving Weinstein.
Are you just saying that Z is?
No, I'm saying it is a documentary. I don't know if it's on the same network as R. Kelly's, but I know it's supposed to be like somebody trying to survive him.
Anyway, listeners, let me tell you, stay tuned, because we have a great show coming up. Again, we're talking to the cast of TV1's Deadly Dispatch. It stars Tamela Jones, Dominic Perry, and Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher, ATL's on, baby.
When I'm outside of the club and you
think I'm a punk.
What? Listeners, please stay tuned. We have a great show. And Daily Dispatch is a real life murder story. So you got to watch it. Stay tuned. Keep it locked right here on the Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives.
WATB 1420 AM, KAZI 88.7 FM. We're the Cool Kids Morning Show. I'm Zion the Great, I am.
And I'm Harmony Love.
Keep it locked, baby.
I am Nicole Ari Parker.
And I'm Boris Kodjoe, and we love to hang out with Harmony Love and Zion Archangel on Pop Life.
Coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, this is Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, this is Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die. Drop a little check, get active action. Baby face savage gon' pull up blasting. Drop top coming down sunset smashing. Drop top coming down sunset smashing. Magic with the ratchet made these bitches disappear. Itty bitty bitches in my mansion, listen here. Itty bitty bitch, I run the city like the mill. The bitch with the red ponytail in her hair. Riding this beat like a motherfucking snail. Playing with the bands like a bankroll. Pocket full of huncho hundos. Gotta keep the nine like Rondo. Cop a new condo, Ponto, rolling back woods, no Fonto, fuck no, be headed, just 10 shots out the Bronco, you bitch mad, cause she ain't the one though. Coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate, baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake, charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face, cop a new coupe, no top, this is Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody. Everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die.
Souls in the car to get hoes, get naughty, yeah. 44, leave a little hole in that body, yeah. Money hoes, but you got more than that body, yeah. Bitch, 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 bitch. Boy, get about it, yeah. We doing it about it, yeah. Them broke hoes, get a fuck, going it about it, yeah. The redhead with me, they know a little yachty, yeah. 41 millimeter face, first 48, bust down water. Got a flood, now the rolly fake. Money made, more to make. Lot of hoes, more to take. New car, stolen place, smash like Golden State. Nigga tripping, telling me can get it by the shoulder blade. AK chopping my bitch, we just going days. 30 in the dirty, on my hip, going both ways. I've been up 4 days, dropping out the
coming
whole
out
way.
Hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, this is Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, this is Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die.
What's up? It's your girl Amber Rose, and no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked on the best morning show in the country.
ASAP Rocky testifies at his assault trial in Sweden, and we have all the details. Hi guys, it's Lisa Braun for Hollywood Life with the latest on ASAP Rocky. He appeared in a Swedish court for the first time this morning. He, along with his cousin and a friend, were arrested after allegedly attacking a 19-year-old man in Stockholm last month. A video of this incident was posted online, but Rocky says he acted in self-defense. Celebrities like Kim Kardashian and even the president have rallied in his defense. His manager claims he received unfair treatment. Well, after nearly a month in jail, Rocky's trial has started. TMZ reports he told the court two men appeared, quote, fearless as they confronted him and his crew. Rocky begged them to get away, adding they were impossible to reason with and even suggested they were high on drugs. The rapper said they wouldn't leave them alone, which prompted his security guard to push one of them away. While on the stand, Rocky admitted he and his crew jumped the alleged victim, but only after they threw punches at his bodyguard. Legal officials are trying to figure out if Rocky went too far by hitting the alleged victim with the bottle, though Rocky denies hitting anyone. He also explained he posted his own videos because he thought TMZ did not show the aggressiveness of the alleged victims. He ended with an emotional plea to the judges, saying, quote, "I spent a month in Sweden. This is my fifth or sixth time here. I have seen the most beautiful architecture and the not-so-nice thing. I want my name to be cleared, justice for all." Now, Rocky was originally in Sweden to perform, but his arrest has caused him to cancel several shows, losing millions of dollars. If Rocky's found not guilty, the Swedish government could be forced to pay him millions for all the money he lost. However, Rocky told the court today he doesn't want the money, adding he can just earn that back. What he wants is justice. But all right, guys, we'll keep you updated if anything else happens. And in the meantime, make sure to click the sub, like, and bell button for all the latest. Bye.
Hi, this is actress Pamela Jones, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
DJ Khaled. You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you riding in that drop, you can't explain it. What you been waiting on this whole time? I blow the brains out of your mind. And I ain't talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally. She looking, she look like she nasty. Looking, she look like she classy. Looking, she look at her dancing. Looking, she looking, I took her to the mansion.
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't got no chain. Not on the list, I ain't got no name. But we in it, bitch, bitch, I'm not no lame. And I keep it Ben Franklin, I'm not gonna change. A lot of these hoes, messy. I just want you and your bestie. I don't got that answer for whenever you text me. It's multiple choice, you don't wanna test me. Choosing a squad. She tryna choose between me, Justin Quay, and a sword. She told me that she learned that I make music for God. I told her I would let her see that f***ing blood.
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put him up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me sitting up, demanding my attention, had to give it up. Look like somebody designed you, dropped it gorgeous. You made me wanna live it up. Your presence is critical, moving my soul, yeah, you're spiritual. They hate it when you notice me, make everybody else invisible. Breaking all the rules, so above the law. I'll be your excuse.
Damn right.
You go wrong, no. You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put him up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kylie Jenner is facing major backlash over her new birthday makeup collection. Plus, Kylie and Khloe tease a boozy makeup tutorial. Hi guys, it's Lisa B for Hollywood Life, and happy Friday, we made it. In today's video, we're going to talk about how the Kardashians are about to get all my money. Earlier this summer, Rob launched a streetwear line called Halfway Dead, and now Kim's helping him promote it. She posted this on her gram wearing the moonshine tee. The best part, your wallet won't totally hate you because it costs $38. And guess what else you can buy under $40? Kendall and Kylie's new swimsuit collection. The sisters teamed up with Canadian brand Arden, and every single piece is chic, trendy, and affordable. Sticking with this money theme, Kylie just revealed her new birthday makeup collection. The theme, you guessed it, money. She posted an overload of content on her Instagram stories promoting her new line. While the products look really pretty, seeing her face on a $100 bill is a tad cringeworthy. However, she explained she'll be putting the money to good use.
Is one of my favorite collections. It was so much fun to create. But the money collection is much bigger than what it seems. I am giving back. Actually, I do mean we, because we are doing this together. You guys are gonna help me get back in a huge, huge way. All I wanted for my birthday was to do this money collection and give it all away. So stay tuned for more details.
Shortly after, she decided to film a makeup tutorial with Chloe, but plot twist, they're apparently wasted.
Ahead of me, so I've taken five.
No, you just, did you just
I
take
just
one?
Took five. You took five. So now okay. I'm about to take six.
We've both taken five shots. Oh, yeah. We're about to film the drunk get ready with me.
Oh, perfect.
Stay tuned for the reveal.
Okay, they look really good if they're actually five shots deep. Also, don't try this at home, kids. Now let's rewind for a hot sec. Even though Kylie said she's giving away her earnings to charity, she's receiving tons of shade from almost everyone on social media. People are calling her out for flaunting her wealth and having a tone-deaf theme. One person wrote, "Looks like Kylie Jenner is ready to make everyone feel poor and show off what it's like being born into money again." Meanwhile, others are noticing the irony of Kai literally making a money theme line, but has an eyeshadow called Money Ain't Everything. Regardless, the collection launches on her birthday, August 10th. But all right, guys, let us know your thoughts on Kylie's money line in the comments below, and do us a solid by clicking that sub, like, and bell button. Also, if you want to follow me on social media, I'm Bron LA. Bye.
What's happening? This is Bone Crusher, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion, Pop Life Radio, and it feels good.
So I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. So I go to my heavy cherry and pop the trunk. I told him, told him, told him, I ain't never stayed. 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 I ain't never stayed.
Let it chop a go.
Drake did that. You better.
take your cookie. Hey, so don't make it a me or you situation. I had your partner down, I see you visitation. Like, hope for the best, but I don't think he gon' make it. Not the way he was shivering and shaking on the pavement. I tell you what, if you make a call of grace, cause he amazing. Find out these verses weren't the only thing blazing. And just when you thought that I was done, I was saving the best for last. Kiss my smile like Delary. They my focus, best you just let them be. Cause I do this priest head confesses and never see.
So I'm outside of the club.
Don't you go nowhere, don't you go nowhere. Hey, keep it locked. This is your girl, Shirley Murdoch, and you're listening to Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to The Cool Kids.
KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, and Pop Life Radio. I'm your host, Harmony Love, and Pop Life listeners, TV One is giving us another original movie. This time, we have a story featured as part of TV One's Love, Lies, and Murder series. In Deadly Dispatch, you have unfaithful spouses, inappropriate relationships, and even murder. Today, we get to talk to the stars of Deadly Dispatch. Please welcome to Pop Life Radio, Tamela Jones, Dominique Perry, and Bone Crusher. How you guys doing today?
Hey!
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I did get a chance to watch the movie, and you guys did an awesome job. Thank you for that.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Yes, I loved it. And you know what? So let me ask you, Tamela, without giving too much away, can you tell us about the film and what you want viewers to get from it?
This film is crazy. It is a true crime story, and these are real life situations that happen, acted by, you know, real artists. Tiffany is a hair salon owner. She is married, and she's best friends with Sean, who owns a taxi cab dispatch company, and he's married to Amber. And it's a lot of, my husband thinks I'm in love with Sean. I don't think Amber's good enough for Sean. Sean ends up getting murdered, and then it just takes off from that point on. I mean, it is intense. There is a few chuckles in there, but lots of crime and lots of twists and turns. And also, there's a lot of life lessons in there. One I'd like to leave you with is be careful who you let in your life.
Okay.
That's real.
Now, speaking of the intenseness of the movie, there's quite a few action scenes in the movie, and a few of them are with you, with Tamela and Dominique. So, Dominique, did you ladies perform your own stunts? What about you?
Oh, we did. Me and Tam definitely did our own stunts. I thought it was really fun. I loved the fact that we were going in, and it was, I can't give too much away. It was nice.
Yeah, because I was all up in the screen when I seen y'all tussling, so I was like, yeah, that looks pretty fun, I guess.
It was great. It was great. It was challenging, and I was like, go all in, Tam. Go all in on me.
Okay, because it looked like it was a couple real licks in there.
Right. Well,
I was scared. I didn't want to hurt you.
No, you didn't. That's why I was like, but it makes it more real and fun for me when there is a struggle for me. I don't know. Maybe that's where my method comes in.
Okay. Well, you know,
This movie is centered on a friend who is determined to find her best friend's murderer. Now, the role of Tiffany, she's a ride or die for her bestie, Sean. So, Bone Crusher, let me ask you, how far have you gone to have a friend's back?
Very, very far, I guess. I mean, if I'm your friend, your life is very upsetting. So I think that true friendship means a lot. There are not a lot of friends out here you can say that are your true friend. And Tiffany was definitely Sean's true friend. And for her to go through the things she went through to rectify his life was very outstanding. She was very, I mean, you don't really find people like that, man. You usually find a few people that may say they cool with you like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you would actually find someone that's your best friend that actually will have your back. Sean should have married Tiffany, I think. He shouldn't have dealt with anybody else.
Okay.
A lot of time with us that we don't date our friends. We date something that we think we should have, instead of dating something that's best for our spirit and our energy. And I think that Sean made a fatal mistake of not following what his true heart and true intention of life was supposed to be. So he got himself in a position that was not very profitable and not very lucrative to his life. So I think that best friends are everything. And if we have more people dating their best friend as far as life, right? You know, people got to learn how to like things that are more important to them other than the physical aspects of things. And then also when it comes to mental health, I think that friendships are the most important thing that you have to have in your life. And that's something that I got in my own life now. So my wife is my best and something that, well, my fiance is my best friend. And that's what it's about, man. I think that Sean didn't follow his heart. He followed something else. And we men usually do the foolishness and follow something else. And that got him into his own demise.
All right, then. Well, you know, speaking of best friends, Tamla, you were so intense in this role. I mean, I believed you 100% that you was going to do whatever it takes to get justice for your best friend.
All
so,
right.
I mean, how did you prepare for this role?
I think I was prepped already because in my spare time, I watch these type of shows. I'm so into these shows. I watch Fatal Attraction on TV1.
Okay.
I watch Snap. I watch the ID channel. So I think I had enough fabric for me to pull from.
And make sure you catch ATL Homicide too. That's a good show on TV1. Mm-hmm. ATL Homicide. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will definitely check that out. But I just love those type of shows, and I thought it was genius that TV1 decided to make them into movies and cast real actors to play these real life people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just excited to do something like this, but not that much studying, honey. I think I had it down.
Okay, then.
Yes, especially with these shows.
Yeah, you was in it. I believed you. So, Dominique, there's also so many twists and turns in the movie. Is there anything that surprised you when you read the script?
Nothing really surprised me, to be honest, because I had already knew about the Sean Cooper story when TV1 spoke about it, I believe, on Fatal Attraction or For My Man or one of those shows. So I had already knew about Sean. Nothing really surprised me. I think it was just, I was just excited to be able to play Amber and be able to be challenged like that. I was like, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, you know, this question is for all of you. I would love for you each to answer. Now, what do you think about having a best friend of the opposite sex? Now, Bone Crusher, you already said, look, you know, when you partnered up for life, you should be partnered with your best friend. But a lot of us are not partnered with our best friend. Do you think that it can stay platonic if you do have a friend of the opposite sex?
I do. Oh, I'm going to let Bone go. Go ahead, Bone.
No. Y'all go ahead. Ladies first, always. I'm just here. Ladies first.
All right, go ahead, Tamla. Tell us what you think. What do you think? Do you think you could still stay platonic if you had, you know, a friend, a best friend of the opposite sex?
Yeah, I have some. I have never been involved with them. I've never looked at them like that. I'm actually going to one of their weddings this weekend. I believe you can have
it. All right, what about you, Dominique?
Yeah. I believe you can have it as well. Just as long as it's very understood that that's what it is, which is strictly a friendship, and there is no lines that will be crossed. There's no Brown Sugar, the movie, with Finale, none of that. You know, it's just
strictly friendly. Let the man get married or let you get married or find your own love. And then it can work out, because I do have a best friend, a best guy friend as well. And I love his wife and I love him and the union that they have. And she knows that it's no lines that have ever been crossed or will be crossed. So I think once it's an understanding of every party involved, then it can be okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Bone Crusher, what about you?
I mean, I think it's definitely, you can have a best friend in the opposite sex.
Hey, man. All right, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, as long as there's no, you know, craziness going on, like what Dominique said, and you have to be totally transparent with, let them know exactly where you are and that this is not going to ever happen and we're just friends, and it definitely will work.
Okay. All right. Well, that's some good advice. I know that our listeners would love to hear that. And just to ask you guys, you know, Deadly Dispatch, it will premiere this Sunday on TV1. But what other projects do you have that you'd like to share with our listeners? What about you, Tamala?
I have a Netflix movie coming out for the holidays. It's called Holiday Rush.
Okay.
It's a comedy. So get ready to laugh.
All right.
And also, I'm currently reporting on SEAL Team on CBS.
All right. And Dominique?
I have a holiday film as well coming out. It's called Southern Comfort with my good friend Raven Goodwin. And that'll be on BET, I believe, around Christmas time, not sure the date. And I also have a turban line that I'm doing with my daughter called Zen's Closet. And it's for women and baby head scarves. So that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Oh, that's cute. And Bone Crusher? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cute.
I just did the theme music for the Atlanta Falcons this season coming up. We just shot a video for it, which will be shown inside all the games. Also, my album will be coming out around the same time, at the same time. So around September, it's going to be called Bone Crusher, the Lyrical Giant. And it's me featuring nothing but producers, no artists on there. And it's Shawty Red, Lil Jon, Drummer Boy, Black Elvis, Jazzy Faye, and the list goes on and on, but it's going to be a great album, and I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds nice. All right, we'll make sure that our listeners follow you guys online so that we can keep up with what you're doing. So could you just provide your social media handle so we can do that?
Mine is Tam Jones and the number one on Instagram, and on Twitter, it's Tamala Jones.
Okay, and Dominique?
And mine, my Instagram is at Dominique P, DominiqueP, and it's the same for Twitter.
All right, and Bone Crusher?
The Real Bone Crusher, at The Real Bone Crusher, spelled like you said, on Instagram, and Planet Crusher on Twitter.
All righty. Well, again, I would like to thank you for speaking with me today, and it was such a pleasure. And listeners, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, tune into TV1 to catch Tamala Jones, Dominique Perry, and Bone Crusher in Deadly Dispatch. It's a thriller you don't want to miss. And also remember to tune into the Cool Kids Morning Show each week on Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. I'm Harmony Love, and until next time, thank you guys.
Bye. All right.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Hi, this is actress Dominique Perry, and you are hanging with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
I just broke up with my ex. Now I'm out here single, I don't really know what's next. But I ain't even tripping, I'm a jealousy back. Now they will be coming from the right and the left, left, left. I just broke up with my ex. You know what I'm feeling as I lay it on your chest. Good conversation got me holding my breath. Now I don't normally say this, but goddamn, you're the best, best, best. And if it feels right, promise I don't mind. And if it feels right, promise I'll stay here all night. Just let me but goddamn, I'm a mess, mess, mess. And if it feels
said, girl, you need a hot boy. She said, you need to stop f***ing with them thighs, boy. I said, you need a real nigga. She said, yes, Lord. And what you need your ex for? I'm triple X, Lord. Okay, Ariana, my little mama. Goodbye to the good girl. My ex tripping is no bigger. I Tupac took her. I'm laid up with my new thing. She lay her head on my new chain. Then the mood changed. My name changed from Lil Wayne to Ooh Wayne. Oh, Lord. She grinding on this grande, oh Lord. I'm drowning, I'm gon' need that Coast Guard. And when it comes to that nigga, I give her amnesia. She just looking for love. She said she's single and I'm her feature. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not my love.
Radio celebrating over 20 years of urban
excellence.
Cardi B teases a new collab. Justin Bieber teases a new collab. Plus, we know how Selena Gomez feels about collabs. I mean, Becky G. Hey guys, it's Devontae for Hollywood Life, and today is National Girlfriend Day and Spider-Man Day. One of those are more important than the other. Comment below which one you think it is. For example, Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend Jade was on social media today reminiscing about the time he sucked her toes in the back of a car. I'm not sure why she chose to share this moment on National Girlfriend Day, but whatever. And speaking of 6ix9ine, Halsey must have been inspired by his rainbow hair because she took to social media to show off her rainbow bangs. Don't you just love it when artists take their love for Skittles to the next level? Moving on to Justin Bieber, because the guy refuses to drop a song all by his lonesome. The singer recently made a buzz featured on tracks with Billie Eilish and Ed Sheeran, and now after posting this photo hanging out with Kanye West, fans are convinced that a collab is in the works. One of the users went as far as to comment, "Release it and save the internet, please.
Stop it. Get some help."
Last time I remember these two being on a song together, it was the Runaway Love remix with Raekwon. But that was back when JB and Ye were dope. So a new collab? We'll see. But all right, enough of the Justin talk. Let's talk about his ex. Sorry, that was the easiest way to transition. So remember that whole thing where Becky G allegedly was shading Sel's verse on Taki Taki? Well, we're hearing exclusively that Selena thinks the whole ordeal over Becky's comments has been blown way out of proportion. Selena has no hard feelings for Becky and doesn't get what the fuss is all about. And I mean, come on, the two of them worked on Hotel Transylvania together. Now they're required to be friends forever. And speaking of forever, Becky G isn't really ready to think about that when it comes to her boyfriend Sebastian. Becky told ET they're not in a rush to say I do, saying, quote, "Everybody has their own timing. I think we have such a great dynamic that is only bound for great things, but at our time." So you hear that, Beyonce? Sebastian likes it, but he's gonna wait to put a ring on it, and that's okay. Hashtag millennials. But okay, enough of the mushy talk. Let's go back to the collab talk, because Cardi B has agreed to work on a new song with Anita under one condition. Anita has to be Culture's permanent nanny for free. Nah, she just wants the Latin singer to teach her Portuguese, to which Anita responded, "Easy, I taught Madonna too for our funk together." And last but not least, Ariana Grande just refuses to sit her ass down and take a break. She has a new song with Social House dropping tomorrow, and it's called Boyfriend. I'ma spill the beans right here. It's all about our fling that lasted a week. There, I said it. The cat's out of the bag and I feel so relieved, thank God. But all right, guys, hit the sub, like, and bell button. Follow me on social media at Devontae Chisholm and stick with us for all the latest.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
Hi, this is singer Glenn Jones, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
Show me what you do all night. Did you get it?
You're my promethazine, methazine, 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 methazine.
Radio, where pop culture lives. Gotta have that pop. Dig it.
I'm Young Bae from Black and Crew on VH1. I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
What's up? It's your girl, Ashan T, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car. Roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in.
It's complicated.
Day.
Understatement of the year. Who maybe conflict made it a new flavor in your ear. They know that I'm a problem. That's why everybody's scared. Whatever doesn't kill you can make you an illionaire. So turn the headphones up. Or make the windows roll up. I make the hands go up when I show up and I blow up till I'm full of weight. Hold up. Girl up in the mirror, only when I fear her, you say you the realest, I told you I'm the illest. Sick, hungry, still hungry.
Take it or leave it, baby, take it or leave it, but I know you won't leave it, cause I know that you need it. Look in the mirror. When I look in the mirror, baby, I see it clear. Why you wanna be near? I'm not surprised. I sympathize. I can't deny your appetite. You got a fetish for my love. I'll push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in blaming. Told me you got it for
but I know you can't quit it. Something about me got you hooked on my body. Take you over and under and twist it up like origami. I'm not surprised. I sympathize. I can't lie. Your appetite. You got a fetish for my love.
I blame you cause it's all your fault. You're playing hard, don't turn me off. You acting hard, but I know you soft. You my fetish, I'm so ready. All these rumors being spreaded. Might as well go ahead and dip it, cause they saying we already did it. How long Gucci did ever need? Now be South Beach and the drop top team. All the diamonds, Aquafina. Just need you and
you
the blue.
You got a fetish for my love. I'll push you out and you come right back.
Nicki Minaj prepares to get married. ASAP Rocky pleads not guilty. Plus, Cardi B teams up with Bernie Sanders. Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your hip-hop roundup, starting with Iggy Azalea because she paid $54 for a grilled cheese at a Vegas hotel and had the nerve to complain about it. Stop the music. Give me the one, please. Iggy girl, it's 2019. The second you saw the price of that grilled cheese was the second you should have pulled out the phone that you probably used to complain on Twitter with and used it to order some Uber Eats, Postmates, DoorDash. Need I continue? You didn't get scammed by the hotel. You are guilty of playing yourself. But okay, sorry, Iggy. Moving on to the real news. Like Lil Nas X finally breaking the record for most weeks at number one. The record was previously set by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's One Sweet Day in 1996 and was nearing being beaten by Despacito in 2017. So congrats to LNX. He may have had to make about 50 remixes to reach his point, but I can't knock him for keeping the song semi-fresh throughout the climb. However, there was one person that he did refuse to work with, and that's Pete Buttigieg. The Daily Beast reports the rapper and the Democratic presidential candidate were supposed to collaborate for a live variety show earlier this week, but Nas X turned it down. He reportedly wasn't opposed to Buttigieg personally, but said he did not want to be seen as endorsing a particular candidate in the race. And speaking of rappers working with politicians, let's talk about Cardi B joining forces with Bernie Sanders. The two reportedly met on Monday to film a 2020 presidential campaign video aimed at young voters. CNN reports Bernie and Cardi spoke about a range of issues, including canceling student debt, climate change, and raising the minimum wage. Afterwards, Cardi posted this production still to her Gram with a caption thanking Bernie and urging her fans to learn about the candidates in the upcoming election. To ASAP Rocky, because TMZ reports the rapper is pleading not guilty in Swedish court. ASAP's lawyers told the judge that Rocky was acting in self-defense and only laid hands on the guy because he felt his bodyguard was in danger. We'll keep you updated as this trial continues. Finally, let's talk about Nicki Minaj, because TMZ reports she and her boyfriend took a big step this week and acquired their marriage license. The site says Nicki and Kenneth tried to keep a low profile on Monday while traveling to the Beverly Hills courthouse. This is pretty interesting considering back in June, Nicki revealed she and Kenneth had already gotten their marriage license on Queen Radio. Maybe it just took a month to print it out. But all right, guys, hit the sub, like, and bell button. Comment if you like your grilled cheese with crust or not crust. And follow me on social media at Allie Stegnita.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence. Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
Right now, Sam.
So fly, could you be mine? Oh, tattoos with the green eyes. No,
you put it work, yeah. Baby, just lay right here. Speed down, got the green light for you. Anything you want me to, you know I'll do it.
Oh, anything that you want me to do.
Won't you be mine? Swear to mother hoes, girl, you got the green light. I'ma take you to a visa, run a visa. If I wasn't trying to hit a girl, I'd be lying. Private suite, reservations for two. Laying with you under palm trees. Take it off, girl, you know I'm trying to text. Lay you on the bed while I sit the bomb bed.
Anything you want.
With my shirt open, on point, keep me so focused. You the type that I could grow with, girl, you the one, hope you notice it. And when it comes to the game, I'm the dopest. Ain't tryna rush, but you may be the closest to the realest that I seen in a while. Roll a plane, hold me down, do my thing, and you don't trip. So you know that
anything you want me to, you know I'll do it.
Oh, anything
oh,
that you want me to do.
YUL Radio.com. YUL listeners, thank you so much for listening on WATB 1420. And be sure to check us out 24 hours a day on your TuneIn app, Roku, and of course on YULradio.com.
Camila Cabello reacts to body shamers. Shawn Mendes apparently got ghosted by Billie Eilish. Ariana Grande might have a new boyfriend. Plus, are Katie Taylor and Selena making music together? Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your pop star roundup, starting with Selena Gomez, who's attending a birthday party for her friend's dog.
Okay.
To more interesting news, Selena's reportedly going to collab with Taylor Swift and, wait for it, Katy Perry. One of Taylor's biggest fans claims that she attended her secret recording session and there's a track about women's empowerment featuring the trio. Amazing, but I feel like it could use a sprinkle of Ariana Grande and Casey Musgraves to make it a real smash hit.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, speaking of Ariana Grande, she seems to have a new boy slash friend who happens to be on her new single, Boyfriend, Social House's Mikey. Let me preface this reporting by saying we did have the exclusive a few days ago and even dropped some hints in a past roundup of videos, but we couldn't flat out say until we had something more solid.
You know what I'm saying?
However, it seems like other outlets got the scoop as well, because the Black is reporting the two have been seeing each other for the past couple of months. However, the site also claims they're not exactly boyfriend-girlfriend yet. They're still figuring things out. But okay, on to Shawn Mendes. He recently did a Q&A in Nashville and revealed Billie Eilish never returned a recent text and also what his next tattoo will probably be.
Yeah.
Okay, did Billie ever reply to your text?
She never did. I don't know. I think I want to get the word surrender, which is kind of the similar phrase to let go. Let it go and surrender to life being the way it is.
On to Camila, because she will not surrender to people body shaming her. Recall fans speculated Camila was going on an unfollowing spree on Twitter after stan accounts were shaming her body and her romance with Sean. Well, now Camila wrote a lengthy letter to her Instagram story, clapping back at Shamila haters, saying, "I haven't gone on social media at all with the conscious intention of avoiding things that hurt my feelings. But for a second, I forgot while trying to find a pic to post about it being Havana's 2-year anniversary. And my eyes accidentally ran over a headline of people body shaming me." Camila goes on to say she immediately felt super insecure and worried over what the photos may look like, that cellulite was showing, and that she didn't suck in her stomach. Eventually, Camila got over it, revealing she's not going to let the airbrush world of social media make her think that that's the new normal, ending her message with, "Girls, cellulite's normal. Fat is normal. It's beautiful and natural. I won't buy into the BS today. Not today, Satan, and I hope you don't either." What a G. Quickly, also have to note that another X5H member isn't letting haters get to her. Recently, a fan threw shade at Normani, saying, "Every time I see Normani perform, I feel like she hasn't graduated Beyonce school yet." To which she replied, "Then don't watch."
You know what I'm saying?
But all right, hit the sub, like, and bell button for all the latest updates. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Ali Stagnita. And let us know what the greatest clapback of all time is in the comments below.
Hi, this is actress Pamela Jones, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
I've been thinking about you, wondering who's stuck in your head at night. Wonder if I ever cross your mind, keeping you up in your bed at night. I've been thinking about you. You off the brain. No. Loving you is something strange.
So strange.
Don't get me wrong, I ain't complaining.
No.
I've been thinking about you. I'm wondering if your love's a game. Just kissing girls and taking names.
Tell me.
Is it love or
all day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Your radio's up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.